Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Okay, let's start with a bit of real authenticity. I am not feeling 100% today. You may be able to tell in my voice. My daughter, my four-year-old, got me up at 3:51 this morning because her duvet was not straight. You can imagine how patient I felt at being woken up. She went back to sleep, but I was awake and yeah, that was me done for the day. So here I am regardless. This is what it's all about, isn't it? Morning, Lisa. This is what it's all about, isn't it? Showing up even when you don't feel 100%, even when you can see the bags under your eyes, showing up and just cracking on regardless. And it's the perfect topic for today as well. Hang on, I'm just going to grab my cup of tea. I definitely need a cup of tea this morning. So the topic for today's conversation is, are you just getting through October? Hi Ray, good morning. Are you just getting through October? Things like, I just want to get through it, or I'm just planning on surviving. How are you feeling about October? These are some of the comments that I've had this week in conversations with people, and they're common enough that I felt inspired. Morning, Kelly. They're common enough that I felt inspired to come on and do a live stream about it. One person in particular, who I will protect her anonymity, but feel free to name yourself should you wish to, made this above comment of, I just want to get through it, when I asked her what her intention for October was. And it's such a shame, isn't it? Because she's got so many amazing things going on in her business. So many amazing things that she has been brave and visible and authentic and has made happen. But she's just planning on getting through it, just planning on surviving. And today, it's a bit of a teaching one, this conversation. I want to share the coaching model that I gave her to help. So if you're watching this, then I will put a link in the comments for a downloadable, a free PDF template that you can use to do this template. And if you were listening to this on the podcast, then I will put a link in the show notes as my gift to you. So what is the problem with just getting through it, just surviving? Well, first thing is that often when we are feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling frustrated, when we're feeling stuck in the weeds and just not getting through the to-do list, we lose sight of the big dream and just concentrate on the day-to-day. You know, it's those that feeling of, we're taking action, you know, we're ticking things off the to-do list, even if it is longer than when you started by the end of the day. But it's almost like we're being a busy fool. And spending time on low value tasks, that kind of zone of incompetence, that zone of competence, if you follow Gay Hendricks' teachings in The Big Leap. And if this is you, if you resonate with this, if you are really honest, you are probably not doing or even hiding away from doing the tasks, taking the action that is really going to move the needle for you. And over time, this becomes a huge problem because you're having about 10% of the impact that you could be having if you outsourced stop doing, ditch those low value stuff and just focused on the high value tasks, the zone of genius tasks, the zone of excellence tasks, and the stuff that is really going to move that needle for you. And you end up feeling rubbish and you end up feeling lost. And it's just horrible. And we don't want that to happen to you. Or on the other hand, you may be doing incredible things. You may be absolutely smashing it. You may be working on high value projects with amazing clients, delivering amazing things. They're all high value and all high stakes, the things you are doing. However, you're like a headless chicken. You are so stretched and you are so overwhelmed and you are so in the zone of stretch, veering into zone of panic, that you're not enjoying them. You know, you're not relishing the view from the top or the amazing things that you've achieved. And you're not celebrating your success either. And that is something that we don't want to happen for you either. So what can you do about it? Well, as I mentioned, today I am going to share one of my favorite coaching models, which is the Aligned Impact Pyramid. And I made up this model when I was stomping around Leeds, Bram Hope, if anybody is familiar with Leeds, with one of my favourite clients in deepest, darkest lockdown, when going for walking coaching sessions was one of the best ways that I knew to keep my business going. And it's what remains one of my favourite coaching models, one I teach all the time, and one that I have yet found a situation where you can't apply this to. So I hope you enjoy it. Please reach out and tell me how you've used it. Okay, so this is your invitation to go and grab pen and paper. If you haven't already, this is what the model looks like. Apologies if you're listening to this on the podcast, but like I say, you will get a template that you can download to have your own version of this. But if you're just doing it on pen and paper, this is the Aligned Impact Pyramid. I should probably as mention as well before I go into this, if you are new to my world, my name is Claire Ackers. I'm an authenticity coach. Now, this is a made-up job title. What that means is I help women stand in their power and authority. I help them be better leaders. I help them get rid of imposter syndrome, and I help them grow aligned and impactful companies. And this model is one of my favorites, like I say. Right, let's dive into it. So what I want you to do is draw a massive triangle, as big as the piece of paper that you can find. You're going to fit it all in and do it portrait as well. Sorry, this printout's not ideal, is it? New printer arriving today as well. Again, another example of conditions not being ideal, but cracking on anyway. So you're going to divide this piece of paper into four, this pyramid, sorry, into four layers. One, two, three, four. Now at the bottom, this, you're going to label this vision. And vision is at the bottom because it is the foundation for everything. There is no point even trying to do something if you don't have this vision layer. It is the foundation for everything and is the number one way to take back control if October feels like you are just getting through it. So vision goes here. And then the next layer you have is values, your values. We'll come on to details about that in a moment. But what I want you to know for now is that as long as you have the vision and the values layer lined up, you are extremely, if not definitely likely, to achieve what you set out to do. Then the next layer here, now this is where it gets interesting. This is the beliefs layer. And where most people go awry in their best laid plans is in this layer here, because there is some sort of sticky, limited, negative belief that's floating around that makes it impossible for them to achieve what they set out to do. And then right at the top here, which you will notice at the apex is the smallest, this is for action. And as long as you have these three layers lined up, the vision, the values, and the beliefs layer, the action itself is easy. It's really easy to not only come up with ideas for action to take, but to be open and available to receiving inspired ideas, you know, the kind of flashes of inspiration that are going to take you forward in absolute leaps and bounds. as long as you have that the bottom three lined up. And if one of those actions turns out to be a misstep, then it is so easy to course correct as long as you have those bottom three lined up. Okay, everybody with me. I am going to take you through some questions that you can use in each layer in order to go through this model. So let's start with vision. Now, I want you to just go for this. If you need to go back and rewatch this recording and pause me in between questions, feel free to do so. But just go with whatever comes up in your mind and write it down. No censoring, no judgment, no going, oh my gosh, that was strange. I don't know where that came from. Get it all down. We can make sense of it. Some of these questions may resonate a lot with you and you may get a lot of information. Some of them may not resonate at all, and that is absolutely fine. Okay, and if you have any questions on this, feel free to reach out to me as well. Right, so vision. I want you to imagine that you are, you and I are having a coffee on the 1st of November, and we're sitting down, and you are telling me, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much I turned that around. I can't believe how much I absolutely smashed it. I thought I was just going to be surviving in October. I thought I was just going to be getting through it. I thought that I was going to be just scraping the bare minimum. I would be happy with being sane at the end of the month. But actually, it's my 10 out of 10. It's my dream. It's my utopia. And I want you to answer the following questions from that space, from the space of somebody who is sitting there on the 1st of November with a grin stretching from ear to ear, just absolutely on fire with how much they've achieved and how much they are proud of themselves. Okay. So on the 1st of November, looking back over the month of October, where are you? What's around you? What can you see? Who's around you? What are you wearing? What can you hear? What can you smell? What can you taste? How are you feeling? What are you saying to yourself? What are other people saying about you? What have you achieved in October? What are the really big milestones? What are the little things that you've achieved? What obstacles have you overcome? What challenges have you faced? What are you really, really proud of? And what advice has the you of November the 1st got for the you of today, the 5th of October? What advice have you got? Okay, let's move on to the values layer. So this is a module of my Audacity course in itself, but we're going to do the quick version today. So the quick version is, what values do you have, do you know about yourself that you need to align with if this vision is going to come true? And the way that I define value, it's just something that you hold dear. So if we cut you down the middle, your values will be running through you like a stick of rock. You're basically making sure that who you are at your core is in alignment with this vision that you have for yourself, that there's no conflict anywhere. So for example, you might feel under pressure to say, right, I'm going to do 100 sales calls a day. However, one of your values might be a genuine connection, and therefore intending to make 100 sales calls a day might be, there might be a conflict there. Everyone got that? Hopefully that makes sense. So you're just writing down some values, the things that you stand for that will align with that vision. Okay, let's move on to the next layer. So the next layer is about beliefs. And this is, oh my gosh, this, if I could talk about nothing all day, well, maybe values and beliefs, but beliefs, they are where the rubber meets the road. They are the game changer in actually making things happen. So the question for you is, what do you need to believe in order to achieve this vision? For example, can it be done? I can do it. I have the resources and the tools and the support that I need. People want to hear from me. I am enough. I've got this. All those sorts of things. Anything that you need to believe in order to achieve this vision, that goes inside the pyramid in the third layer. And then, and this is really important, I want you to think about any limited or negative or kind of sticky beliefs that you might have that are floating around in your brain that make you feel like you shouldn't or couldn't or wouldn't achieve your vision. Stuff like, I can't do it. It's too late. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too northern. I haven't got time. I'm overstretched already. Whatever it is, you're going to write those outside the pyramid. So somewhere out here. And then what you're going to do is flip them. So if you believed 100% right down to your guts and your heart in this vision, what could you flip that negative belief into? For example, if you wrote down, I haven't got time to achieve all this, you may choose to flip that into, I have the same time as anybody else, and I can focus and I can prioritize and I can outsource the important stuff that is below my pay grade. Hopefully that makes sense. Really, really important. You take some time to think about this one. And then we're going to move into the action layer. What are you going to do about it? What actions, what non-negotiables, what essential standards are you going to set to make this happen? Now, if you are struggling to think of something, then I recommend starting with the first baby step. It might just be looking at your to-do list for today and crossing off all the crap, crossing off all the low value stuff that, yeah, needs to be done, but probably shouldn't be your focus. And this is the beauty of this, is that action leads to clarity. So once you take that intentional first baby step that's in line with your vision, your values and beliefs, the next right step is going to appear. And the next right step, and then the next right step. And before you know it, you are having huge impact and you are taking control and you are celebrating and you are having the time of your life. So that is the pyramid. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you are starting to get the fire back in your belly, if you are starting to get the goosebumps and tingles about what's possible for you, I want to pause for a moment and make an invitation. In a month's time, in November, I am going to be running my very first retreat. It's called The Rewilding, and it's for a small group of women who are yearning to remember who they are, to remember or maybe just find out who they are at the core. It's in the Lake District. We are going to be tapping into nature and unleashing your elemental power. We've got the most beautiful venue. So, so beautiful. I'm going to create a bubble, basically, to nourish and nurture you and just create a safe space for absolute powerful transformation. There is going to be forest bathing. There is going to be shamanic journeys. There are going to be journaling around the fire. There's going to be transformative conversation. There's going to be wild swimming. There's going to be dawn up a mountain. It is going to be transformative. There are a couple of spaces left. We've got a gorgeous group of women going, but I do have a couple of spaces left. If you love this idea, if you're kind of getting all the goosebumps and tingles and thinking, ooh, that sounds fun, take this conversation as a sign and reach out to me. And we can have a cuppa and have a chat about whether it is a good fit for you. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.